I'm someone who loves trying out different makeup looks, but doesn't really wear much on a daily basis, so I like to focus on making sure I have high quality staples. And whether you like a fresh face, full glam, or somewhere in between, you've probably seen Thrive Cosmetics Viral Tubing Mascara. I've certainly seen it everywhere. You know, the one in the turquoise tube? So that mascara, along with all of Thrive Cosmetics' beauty products, are certified 100% vegan and cruelty-free, which I look for in makeup, and they've got excellent quality to match. And something I didn't know from all the mascara videos I've seen is that for every product sold, Thrive Cosmetics donates either that same product, another product that is needed more, or a monetary donation. They've worked with over 500 nonprofits to help with a wide range of causes like supporting cancer survivors, people experiencing homelessness, education access, and so much more. Knowing that makes me feel even better about using their products. And I do enjoy using them. Like I said, I like having high quality staples, and so my favorites are products that are multi-purpose, like the Brilliant Eye Brightener. It comes in a bunch of colors, and I like using them as eyeliner, eyeshadow, and even highlighter. Thrive Cosmetics is luxury beauty that gives back. Right now, you can get an exclusive 20% off your first order at thrivecosmetics.com/thrive. That's Thrive Cosmetics, CAUSEMETICS, .com/thrive for 20% off your first order.
Contained herein are the heresies of Radolf Buntwine, erstwhile monk turned traveling medical investigator. Join me as I uncover the blasphemous truth of a plague-ridden world, that ours is not a loving God, and we are not its favored children. The Heresies of Radolf Buntwine, coming January 2nd, wherever podcasts are available.
Welcome to Frau Pow. We're your hosts, Odd and Rags. It was so hard to think of a don't get me started.
Yes, it is. And I also, Tyler and I now, I have to sit in the closet to record. And we're joking about going back in the closet, and it's never not funny. But we can't do a whole don't get me started on that.
About going back into the closet?
Yeah. In a funny way, not in a bad way.
Yeah. You need silence to record, so...
But, you know, that's neither here nor there. That's not something that people want to hear about.
I don't know, maybe.
Don't get me started. Don't even get me started.
I don't know, what do you, the people, want to talk about?
Is that a rhetorical question or yes. An actual question?
No, I mean both. Rhetorical for right now, and then when you hear this, email us to what you want to talk about.
Because... Oh, yeah, we would love that. Because we are both very busy humans, and we run out of ideas, but we have a lot to complain about.
Yeah,
we have a lot of complaining energy. I need somewhere to put my Karen energy.
I think the issue is that I've been Karening for, like, the last 5 weeks. More than usual, because I Karen a lot anyway. I just... Energy vampires.
I think that we should talk about raises. Like, how companies give out raises.
I think we can talk more, like, beyond that in the scope of, like, pay gaps as well.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Like... generalized income and that type of shit, because I think this is actually kind of important.
Oh, yeah. I mean, and just like the lack of transparency that exists around raises and
bullshit performance levels that like are unattainable, essentially.
Yeah, exactly. Like my last job was really horrible and sucked ass and was like a horrible place to be. But the one thing that they did do that I appreciated was that they gave a living wage increase to everyone in the office, and it was the same amount.
I mean, that's pretty cool.
Yeah, which is great because, you know, living in the New York City area is really expensive, and it's just nice to know that they're like, we are invested equally in all of you. We don't care about your emotional well-being or your mental health, but you at least have enough money to pay your rent.
That's it. That's all you get.
That's all you get. That's all you can ask for.
Which is why I said that's cool-ish. Well, I think, and I mean, there's this taboo in office culture of not talking about your salary, as if like your coworkers could be jealous of how much you're making. And all of this is really going on in my head as it's a distraction. You should team up with your coworker and demand more money.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, I have a friend who is working at a job, and she saw that her work had posted for the same position that she works at, and they the listing had a salary that was like $5,000 more than hers. And so all of her and her coworkers were like, what are you doing? Like, is this how much we're supposed to be getting paid? And then had to like negotiate for a salary increase. It's like, if you have that in your, I don't understand.
Yeah.
And it's not like they got hired like 15 years ago. Like my friend got hired, you know, like within the past 12 months. It's like so fucked up.
Yeah. Well, and I think like there's a lot of things that we just kind of take for granted about, you know, oh, working is good. Working is great. But we never really actually take the step back to realize not only is like us not getting paid enough to live a big deal, but like we're also not being allowed to take the time to take care of ourselves is a big deal. And just like capitalism is crap. And quite honestly, like I do enjoy working. I do enjoy my job, but like sometimes, I mean, right now I'm very happy, but like in the past, I just didn't feel motivated to do anything, especially at one point when I didn't get a raise. And I was told that my performance was great. I didn't get a raise, and the next week they fired me.
Yeah, I mean, that is a very different situation, I think, just in your case.
No, well, I just went off on a tangent, but yeah.
But I think that, yeah, like, it's hard to know. I mean, I know very few workplaces where they're very transparent about exactly what you need to be doing in order to get a raise. And then also, like, what exactly is going on with the company and if they can afford to give you a raise. Like, it's right. Fine. Like, you know, I would understand if business has been bad or, you know, with my job, it's grant funded. There's no way that they can, you know, increase my pay because that's just not, like, possible. It's been budgeted already previously. And so I get that. But like, if you're in a regular corporate job, like, I think that it would be beneficial, especially now in the light, like, context of today, to be really transparent about what's going on in your company and who's getting paid what, and how the company doles out raises or bonuses or whatever. And I think that, like you're saying, like, you should talk to your coworkers about how much they get paid, because women and femmes and people of color are less likely to ask for more money because we just, you know, we've not been told how to do that, how to negotiate salaries, or don't think that we deserve that much because the society has said that. And so, like,
or I would even say that, like, you do it and then you're coming off as, like, quote unquote, too aggressive.
Yeah, no, absolutely. I'm like, people should be getting paid the same amount of money if you have the same qualifications for the same position.
Yeah.
Like, there's no excuse.
No, there isn't. And I mean, I can think of two instances where I have talked with my coworkers about how much I had gotten paid, and all in past jobs. And both of them were women of color. Mm-hmm. And both, like, for both our positions were roughly equal in workload, in skill, and basically in similarities of what we were doing, just kind of split between the two of us. Like, I was always their counterpart to it. And for both of these women, I made more money. And we had for both women, I had very honest conversations with them about it. Because, you know, they asked me and I said, I have no issue answering this. And I mm-hmm. told them, and both of them were like, that's absolute bullshit. Like, there's no reason for you to make any more money than us. And I was like, I know. And so, like, I would try to advocate for, like, how hard they're working, not so much use the verbiage of, like, they deserve more money and you need to give them a raise, but use the verbiage of, like, they're meeting their goals. Like, I was trying to use it in the context of, like, meeting the corporate framework of what would allow for them to get the money. They're meeting mm-hmm. their goals, they're doing their work, they're doing XYZ, you know, there's very little mess ups, there's all these things, and I'm trying to advocate for them, but it's so hard to do, and there's no template on how to, like, advocate for your coworkers and advocate for yourself, because, like, you're kind of set up to be competing with them in some fashion.
Right. And I mean, and, you know, that's the whole, like,
classism.
Classism and white supremacy. And, like, you know, you're set up to always be working against someone else, because if you aren't winning, then you're losing. You know, basically. Like, it's fucking capitalism.
Fucking capitalism.
I know. So, yeah, it really sucks. I mean, it sucks to, like, have people feel, like, defensive and protective over that information. I know that when I got hired at one of my jobs, there was someone there with equal qualifications who got hired for a position below me. Which seems so ridiculous.
Mm-hmm.
But then also, there are some changes that were happening, and this person who was a woman of color got chosen as, like, then became this, like, token of the office, like, their token, like, smart Black person who grew up in a really poor part of town, and then she went to Harvard, and so she's so smart and, like, you know, this, like, shining beacon, and so then she got promoted twice, so then, like, was then, like, a step above me,
mm-hmm.
and I'm just like, this is, you know, like, you're leaning too far into the other way. Like, or, you know, maybe she deserved that and that's totally fine, but there was, like, no transparency around any of the moves that were being made, and that, like, I'm only saying this because the promotions happened within, like, a couple months of each other. It wasn't, like, you know, years and years had gone by.
Yeah. Well, I remember at one company, I was hired, and I was there for 2 years, and, I mean, I loved the people that I worked with, but they brought on a sales guy who was just out of college, mm-hmm. and he had no experience, or, like, he had minimal experience. And at this stage, like, mm-hmm. I had more experience, and he got brought on and was immediately getting paid so much more than me for less experience, less qualifications, but because he's supposed to be taking on a bigger workload. And I'm like, dude, let me fucking tell you, nobody was taking on a bigger workload than the logistics people.
Or just, like, you all, that brings up a really good point. I think that, like, also women, femmes, and people of color are, you know, maybe they're giving these positions, but once they're in those positions, it's less likely that they're going to be given a lot of responsibilities and independence and autonomy, which are things that most corporate positions you need to have in order to show that you have, like, initiative, right. and to get a raise and to get promoted. Like, I know for me, that's something that was definitely an issue, that I was working with a boss who was very misogynistic, and it was really difficult to
mm-hmm.
get any sort of opportunity that would show that I was something beyond a glorified administrative assistant.
Right. Well, and so it's like you just get siloed into these positions and there's no room for growth. And because there's no room for growth, and chances are you're being overloaded with so much work, that not only is there no room for growth, but they can very easily pass it off as, like, you're not showing initiative, and it can just be really frustrating when you get pigeonholed and it's outside of your control.
Mm-hmm. Well, and I think also, sorry, this is like, I didn't know how I had so many feelings, but like this like pigeonholing also is happening, I think, with this like gap between generations. Mm-hmm. And so I know, and we've talked about this before, and I think I've, a lot of millennials I've talked to have had similar experiences, especially women and femmes who are in the millennial generation. Like, you get chosen by someone in your office. It's the person who, like, knows things about technology or whatever. Like, I got pigeonholed into being the person who knew the most about Excel and Word. And I was like, I just Google these things. Like, and then, so then I got handed, like, all of these things, like, that it wasn't in my job description at all, which I don't mind doing, but it's like, you know, it's not my job description to, like, teach you how to, like, make a table.
Right, but by the way, you're a millennial, so stop complaining about your participation trophy.
Right, exactly.
Even though you're working twice as hard, twice as long a lot of times, you know, you're putting effort in outside that normal work hours, you're getting paid so much less. And if you are a person of color, and most especially a femme person of color, that you're getting paid even less than what, like, is the benchmark of less, you know?
Right, exactly.
Yeah.
And it's like, you're saying, like, you're doing even more work. Like, I, on top of, like, teaching you how to make a table and, like, how to find something in your inbox, I had to do that, and I also have to do my job.
Yeah.
And so then it seems like I don't do anything because I can't get my projects turned in on time because you don't know how to make the margins even on your Microsoft document.
Yeah.
Or, and bother me for, like, 2 hours about it.
Or, I mean, on the other side, too, of just, like, other people that, like, are on your team are also being overworked because that's just the age gap that we're, or the age range that we're in. So a lot of your cohorts are being overworked as well and are being told last minute information, and then they're being first to work outside of the timeline only for them to turn around because you're the next person in that process. And now you're getting dumped with work, and it's not anything that the person ahead of you has any control of, but it's just like this effort of just keep dumping the work on the next person. And sometimes it's not even intentional, but that's just how shit flows. You know, if there's a work process, if I'm the next person in line and the other person's running late, well, I'm going to be extra late, and then it's going to count against both of us. And it just, a lot of times it feels like it's purposeful.
Oh, yeah. I mean, this is not really directly related, but it made me think of, you know, all that stuff and these people who are being overworked. And, you know, there's a lot of people, I think, who face many other barriers on top of all this stupid bullshit. Mm-hmm. And it leads you to being, like, I know I had to work two jobs and still have to do two jobs, like, in order to pay rent and, like, but it's, like, I'm working all the time.
Yeah.
And I can only imagine what that's like for people when your race and ethnicity and your gender identity and your age are going to be, and your level of education are all impacted.
Yeah.
You know, it's going to multiply each of those, like, by so much. And so people are just, it's amazing to me that people are always, like, well, that person doesn't work that hard, or they're lazy, or, you know, they just haven't, you know, worked hard enough yet.
I bet you didn't think that you had 24 minutes of hatred towards capitalism and companies paying people less.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Like, capitalism is bullshit. But unfortunately, it's a system that we all have to participate in because there really isn't another option. Because I would love to not have to, like, participate in a system that is trying to kill me and, like, marginalized peoples. I would love to do that, but it's not an option because I also have to pay my rent and pay for groceries.
Yeah. Yeah, I think, like, it's just infuriating because you and I experience it. We know so many other people who experience it. We've witnessed people experiencing it, and we're continuing to witness people experience it and not be able to, or be completely unsure of like what we can do to, you know, to work with them and help them and, you know, raise them up.
Right. Yeah. I mean, I definitely think it is very similar to the conversations that we've been talking about, you know, like with anti-racism work, like you as a white person can go into these conversations and try to drop your defenses and don't, you know, you don't need, it's not that you don't need to feel guilty, but it shouldn't, guilt shouldn't be driving you away from having these conversations. It should be driving you towards, like you're saying, like lifting your coworkers up right. And making sure that they're being taken care of.
Right, exactly.
Because you're not like punishing yourself and yelling at yourself. You are trying to keep the place that you work for accountable.
Right. And I think that like not sharing this information with your coworkers is just, it's furthering the classism, you know, laborers of the world unite sort of thing, where like we do hold a chance if we do this together. But if you just power through it and work through it by yourself, and I mean, like a lot of people have really good reasons for that. There's a lot of shame connected to it. But at the end of the day, we need to be better to each other and we need to stand up for each other as well.
Thanks for listening. We hope you all feel empowered to talk about how you're doing financially. Reach out to your coworkers and your family members or your chosen family members and feel financially empowered. If you want to reach out to us, you can send us an email at fraupaupodcast@gmail.com or you can find us on Facebook and Instagram at fraupaupodcast. And as always, friends,
don't be a dick. I did a
video. Don't be a dick. I know. I just can't see you.
I know. Sorry. Because my internet's shit.
That's okay.
You want to do it again or you want Kate to just line it up?
We can do it one more time if you want.
Yes.
But
perfection.
It's what we strive for. Your video's behind. So I'm gonna count down.
Okay.
Okay. One. We're going to go after three.
Okay.
One, two, three.
Don't be a dick.
We did it! Great job.